This is what Tony Mancelino said exactly yesterday before the game.
Well, in a lot of ways, I think all those stories are kind of help making my job easier because it's motivating these guys. A lot of these guys don't want to go anywhere. They like it here. So as every story kind of comes across the desk a little bit, you know, or something gets tweeted or however it's put out there, I don't really pay attention to a whole lot of it myself, but I know it kind of creates a lot of motivation for these guys. So there's a lot of chatter in there about, you know, trying to stay here, trying to get this thing going. So it's kind of making my job a little bit easier in some ways.
The only way I can see that, Jeremy, is if he's saying, you know, they know the only way not to get traded is to keep winning and get back in this thing. And that's the motivation.
I don't know. Like, I agree with what, kind of what you guys were alluding to. Like, if you play better and you're still losing games, it's just going to mean that you get traded. Like, you can only have so many things happen in the next 2 weeks to really kind of push you one way or the other. And we have to be honest about it. If they get to the point and they're where they are right now, well, you didn't gain any ground in a month. What makes you think you're going to gain all that ground in 2 months?
Yeah.
And I just think you got to be smart about it. I love O'Hearn. But if somebody's offering a prospect, I'm moving him. If somebody's offering something for Mullins or even one of these other contracts that are expiring, if a guy like Eflin doesn't want to come back here and he's made it clear, I don't know that he has, I'm trading his ass. Bottom line, like if you're not going to be here next year guaranteed, then I'm going to get something for you now.
Okay, in the same line, you just said if somebody offers you a prospect for O'Hearn, you're moving him. He has expressed he doesn't want to go.
It doesn't matter to me.
It just Eflin matters because he's the pitcher?
No, Eflin matters because I'd like to re-sign him. Like,
but you don't want to re-sign O'Hearn.
If you no, it's not that. If you trade away a pitcher and he goes to another team, you run the risk of him saying, "Hey, I like it here," and then they're going to re-sign and then they pay him.
Right.
And then you can't negotiate with him while he's under contract there. Until his contract's up. The same thing with O'Hearn, like we've talked about this. He's been really, really good here. But I don't think this is who he is for the rest of his career.
Again, I'm not trying to put work. I'm just trying to differentiate the two.
We've heard that Eflin wants to go back to Tampa Bay. If that's the case, then I'm trading him.
But if it's not the case, you are more willing to keep him.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking.
Because starting pitching is more important than a DH.
That's all I'm asking. 410-583-1057. Not a personal thing against O'Hearn.
Oh, no.
It's his value of his position.
Look, if they win the next five games, I don't want them to trade anyone. Like, I'm hoping that they can continue this thing and give us something to watch leading into football. I just don't think it's going to happen because I really haven't seen it happen over the past month. I mean, they're better than they were at the beginning of the year. But that's just above 500, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Marginally.
Yeah, they still haven't become, to me, Ed, the team that they... I think the Orioles are closer to a 600 type of team. Not a 500 team. I think if all things are even and they're healthy and they're playing ball, they're more of a 580 to 600 team. Not a 510
by the end of the year or
no,
the
if,
next...
No, if all things are even.
The rest of the season.
If all things are equal. I don't think that's going to happen this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I think we're going to look back 2-3 years from now and look at the 2025 season as the outlier. Yeah. That's the team that they're not, unless you have all these injuries, crazy injuries again next year.
It's always possible.
I think the lesson that they ought to learn here is depth. They could have gone out and signed some guys, Jeremy, to where you make the guys that you're relying on now... It should have been your backups in the first place.
Which ones are you talking about specifically?
Because
where were we? I mean, we had no holes in the lineup at the beginning of the year before the injuries. Like,
I think they could have done better than O'Neill.
Okay.
I think O'Hearn could have, the role that he was in before, that means you're better ahead of him. I think
O'Hearn's in the role, he's great in the role if you just have him facing right-handed pitching.
So who else do you have instead of him? That's my point.
Well, they had plenty of players they could have. We were sitting here fighting over who was going to be the DH. Like Kierstead when he was here should have been playing. You could have DH'd Sanchez until all these guys get hurt. Yeah. I mean, Sanchez is out 8 weeks now.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't see that gruesome, did it?
This has to be a ligament.
He's out for the rest of the year.
Yeah,
he's out for the rest of the year. 8 to 10 weeks, you're done.
Oh. Absolutely.
It's July. Yeah. You're done.
At that point, if he's playing over Basayo at any given point in September, I've got issues.
It's because that's when he's coming back. September?
Yeah.
Eight weeks would be early September.
Yes.
10 weeks would be late September.
The only way he's playing is if they get back into it.
Like, what are we going to do? What are they going to do? What are they going to do here? Because whether or not they take the series from the Mets and, you know, the Marlins and to me, it's kind of irrelevant because you look at just where we are, just define reality. They're 40 and 50. Uh-huh. That means they're 72. 50. There's, love that. There's 72 games left. It took them 90 games to win 40. Why do you think they're going to win 50 in the next 72?
I mean, look, it has happened, and you don't have to look too much further back than the
Tigers Nats. And the Mets have done it.
The Tigers did it last year. Yeah. The Nats made the run and won the World Series. Yeah, I mean, like, all those stories are great, but how often does it happen? How often does it, like, if we're using analytics here, they're going to tell
it's
you.
It's possible, it's not probable.
Right.
Exactly. 100%. You just nailed it. That's exactly it. And when I love when we do this and we talk about it and somebody's like, well, that's never going to happen. Well, there is that small percentage. There's always that chance. I was just watching somebody in the World Series of Poker. They had a 99.9% chance of winning the hand. And they lost.
Man, so they're saying there's a chance. Let's go to Parkville and get Eli. What's up, Eli?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up, man?
Jack Flaherty, Cano, when Cano came out there and he threw, I was like, man, we lost. I was like, we lost.
Then why you got a jab all the time, Eli?
What you mean?
Jack Flaherty, Cano.
What
you always got to start a fight, man. You're the dude at the barbershop who comes in swinging. You got to start. You're that dude. You come in swinging.
Hey, real talk. I watched the movie last night called Maniac Cop. Never heard of it. When I saw it, I instantly thought of Ed.
Who's in it?
Maniac Cop. Did you guys ever see the movie Tango and Cash?
Yes.
You remember the dude with the gigantic chin? He goes, you broke that jaw?
Yeah.
He's Maniac Cop.
Is he really?
The dude with the jaw, yeah. And there's like how many Maniac Cops are? Like seven? They just kept making that crappy movie over and over again.
I'm offended.
Hey, Eli, have a good one.
I like Eli's comment there.
Maniac Cop. What a terrible, was it, 80s movie to bring?
1988.
Yeah.
Budget was $1.1 million, only made $670,000. Had Jake LaMotta in it.
Did it really?
Yeah, he uncredited as Detective Motta. Wow, they really went hard on that one.
No, I liked him in Coming to America when he's the cab driver.
You know why they do that, Joe?
You got a door, you got a gym.
Is that it?
With your own last name? You don't have to join the union.
Ah, okay, fair enough.
If you play yourself, unless you do more. Like that's why in The Wire I have my own name, because they thought it was going to be a one and done. If you have three speaking roles, you have to join SAG.
Well, so maybe the plot is a murderous former police officer returns from the dead and seeks revenge on the people who wronged him.
He's a maniac.
Let me tell you, Eli's right.
Did you?
Well, you're still in SAG, right?
Yeah.
Let's reboot this bitch. Maniac Cop.
Because I got a list.
Wow, he keeps going after the same person. Why is that? They're already dead. Nah, go ahead. Take it out.
There's a couple.